The Good and Bad Podcast Show. Welcome back. Me and host, Jeff Malathiten. I got a special guest with me. My other co-host for our other podcast we have, and our sports show, Christopher Reed. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man? How we living?
Living all right. What about you?
Same thing, man. You know, doing it, man. I love the love that song, dude. That's a good one, man.
Yeah, that song is like, that song's gonna like forever be, you know what I mean? Like that's like my song forever. That one, and then when I lost my father 2 years ago, I have the Luther Vandross Dancing with My Father.
Yeah, that's a classic, dude. Boys to Men, fucking Luther Vandross, fuck yeah, dude.
You can't go wrong.
Absolutely, man. How's everything else been, man? How have you been? Have you been dealing with this situation? It's obviously, I mean, my condolences, as you know, man. I've been obviously reaching out to you about everything, but how have you been?
Definitely have been reaching out to me, and you know, that means more to me than you know you'll ever know. You're greatly appreciated. I tell people all the time, like, you know, I'm okay, I've been all right, but that's just that's my way of basically saying I'm dealing with it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, that's, and you know, people obviously, you know, people care about you, and it's kind of like the, you know, it's the norm to definitely tell somebody, obviously, like, I'm here for you, like, whatever you need. And I mean, that's, you know, everyone's going to say that. And I'm imagining that everyone is actually there for, you know, for you or me, you know, during those situations, or anyone in our lives. But really is it's different when you've actually experienced it, because you kind of get it in a different way, because there's nothing like losing your mother. It's a tough thing to deal with. So
it really is. Like I never, I mean, when I lost my father, that was like such a, like, I felt like my world just like came crashing down on me. Like I didn't know how I was ever gonna like get over it. You know what I mean? I was in such a dark place. And that's the other reason, you know, and that's the main reason why I tell people, like, I'm okay. You know, because when my father died, I mourned and I grieved so unhealthy in such a negative manner. I was like, when I mean depressed, I mean, like, to me, depressed isn't even the word. That's an understatement. You know what I mean? I was in such a dark hole. Like, I cried every minute of the day. I would cry on the bus going to work. I would almost cry in the middle of like reffing games. And then like when halftime would come, I'd go to the bathroom, let it all out real fast, dry off the tears, wash my face and go, get right back to it. I would cry on the bus going home, I'd get home to my room, leave the lights off and just cry in the dark. Man, I cried so much. I was suicidal. You know what I mean? Not only was I suicidal, I just didn't care about myself. I was just like, man, I don't care if I step off the sidewalk and a car hits me and I die. Don't resuscitate. You know what I mean? Yeah. That took me over a year to come up out of that. Like almost like, you know, a year and a half. But then what made it worse though was when I slowly started coming out of it, then the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And we were in lockdown. Mm-hmm. That's all I had.
What's your thoughts, man?
Yeah. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I had my mom, you know, she helped me grieve, and then, you know, and then to lose her, it was just, you know,
the
difference is I'm not suicidal. I'm not in a dark place. I'm not depressed, but, you know, my emotions is just all over the place, up and down. It's insane.
Yeah, man. I mean, I totally understand you, man. Like, it's kind of the same thing, I mean, for me, man. I lost my mom in December. She's been sick for a long time, but So like in a weird way, like I knew eventually it was going to happen. But you still really can't prepare for something like that to actually happen on the day it does. And it's interesting because when I found out, I was with Jen and I was at work and she never comes and sees me. So when I'm working, and she randomly just showed up and she was like, "Hey, can you leave?" And I was like, maybe I'm not really busy, but yeah, we'll see, whatever. She's like, "Okay, I think you should leave." I was like, "Okay, what? What's up?" Right? Like, cause like for me, like I don't even really look at my phone too much, like especially if I'm doing something or whatever, I don't really care. So I don't even think I left my phone at home, honestly, which is stupid. I left work, whatever. She was like, "Hey, let's go get a drink or something." I was like, "Okay, cool." She was like, "Just we'll go home and then you can just we'll meet home and then you can drive." And I was like, "All right, cool. So I'll meet you there, whatever." So like, I come upstairs and yeah, man, like she started crying and I was like, "Are you okay?" And she was like, "I talked to your brother and your sister." And like once she said that, she didn't even have to finish it. Like I kind of already knew.
Yeah.
She just said, "I'm so sorry." And I just remember, yeah, man, when I found that out, I went outside, I sat on the steps and just like, man, it's so weird because I didn't have like too much like emotion per se, which is weird because I'm a pretty sensitive person. I just sat there and I just like thought about like, you know, different things and about life. And then, yeah, when I went home, it was weird too. I mean, I'm like the youngest and I mean, I grew up just with my mom, you know, my brother and sister had my dad for a little bit, but you know, he passed when I was, you know, like two. So really it was just, yeah, it was my mom. So it was weird though. Cause I like, they were so upset and I was too, but like, I kept it in so much that I think, and it's weird because the last couple of months it's actually hit me really, really hard. And I try not to tell too many people that. And like to the point where like sometimes I just kind of like just, I've noticed this now too. I like being alone like more than I ever have been. Does that make sense? I'm just kind of like collect my thoughts and write. I write a lot, obviously. I can't even finish the goddamn book that I want to. That I was telling you about just because it's like, I don't know, it's just hard. But yeah, I mean, it definitely doesn't get easier, but, you know, you just got to put your mindset into a good place and not go down that rabbit hole. Cause it does happen. And it's happened to me and, you know, luckily I'm good now. So, but it's tough, man. It is a tough thing to deal with. And unless you actually deal with it, no one really understands it. So that's why I'm here for you, brother. Like I said, my condolences is definitely with you and Kenny and Ty and your entire family.
That's, man, I mean, what I went through, you know, what you went through is, it's not far off from, you know, what I went through, you know, the same thing with, you know, finding out that, you know, she passed and going and sitting on my, you know, basement steps and just thinking about a bunch of things and just, you know, crying and like thinking in my head, like, yo, what am I going to do? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm like, yo, am I going to survive this? Like, what, how do I live without, you know, how do I live with the woman that I've known, you know, 40 years, my whole life? And I'm like, you know, I never would have, you know, guessed that you would have lost. I was in denial too. Like, you know, my mom, she had, you know, her health issues.
Yeah.
But, you know, until I seen what my mom has gone through for so many years. Like, you know how you would always hear, like, oh, this person had cancer or whatever, terminal, you know, illness. And they say, oh, they, you know, they were such a fighter. They were, you know, they were strong. And, you know, you hear that a lot.
Absolutely.
I truly seen it when, you know what I mean, from, you know, from my mom. that was the true meaning of somebody who was, you know, a fighter, a survivor. You know what I mean? Because, you know, from what I was told, she was supposed to be gone like a few years ago. You know what I mean? And, you know, she just kept telling the doctor, like they would say, oh, she doesn't have much time to live and all that. And she would say, oh, no, I'm not ready to go. Like, no, I'm not going yet. You know what I mean? And
it's so similar. It's crazy. Yeah. Everything you're saying. It's not crazy.
Yeah. Because this time, you know, my father called her home. You know what I mean? He, you know, I guess, you know, he got lonely. That's how I look.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, I let you, you know what I mean, do what you need to do for 2 years. And, you know, now I want, you know.
Yeah,
want you home. Yeah. You know, I don't blame them.
How long were your parents together for?
Man, my parents were together for over like 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not
that's incredible.
Yeah, they've been, a long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, over 50 years. And, you know, like when, you know, when my father passed, like I saw the way, you know, my mom was, even though, like, I don't know what she was doing at nights when she was in her room. You know what I mean? Obviously, door closed, you know, going to bed. You know, for all that I know, she could have been crying then and, you know, and grieving then. But when I would see her, like, you didn't really.
She was a rock.
Yeah, she was a rock. You know what I mean? Yeah. She was like, you ever seen Soul Food?
Maybe.
Yeah. So in that movie, Soul Food, which I'm pretty sure people who listen, they've you know, who have seen it, they know what I'm talking about. In the very beginning, there was the grandmother, you know what I mean? And like she was you know, the grandmother and the mother to like a lot of the characters on that show. And they would, when she passed, like the family like fell apart, but they were all saying like, yo, she was the rock that held everyone and everything together. And my mom truly was like the glue, the rock that held everyone and everything together, the household, everything. You know what I'm saying? Only difference is my family didn't fall apart. It actually brought us even, you know, tighter, you know. And
it's crazy that you say that, man, because it's like, it's, oh, man, like, you know, obviously my mom passed, you know, 5 months ago. But everything that you're saying is like to the T similar. Like, same thing. Yeah, my mom, she was, my dad died when I was 2. My brother is 15 years older than me. My sister is 13. So she had a 17-year-old, 15-year-old, and a 2-year-old, and lost the love of her life. And yeah, our house burned to the ground like 5 months, 6 months later. Damn. This woman just kept going, bro. Like, just kept going. Raised me, you know. She got sick when I was probably about like maybe like 19, which was, you know, obviously tough for me growing up to kind of see that, you know, in different kind of aspects. But she was, yeah, man. She was everything, man. The rock. She like all of my like close friends, everybody, like Mike, even, you know, Mackin, Troy, I mean, Coleman. I mean, that's mom. Like, not even just like my super, super tight, like close friends. Like, she was mom. And that's just kind of, you know, the way she was, man. Like, we always hung out at my place, my house. She loved that. She loved just being around people and talking. And yeah, I mean, it's tough. But, you know, she definitely, I mean, same sort of way. I mean, she was, you know, in a nursing home towards the end, last couple of years. And, you know, it's just assisted living program for, probably like 8 years. So, you know, she kept fighting. Yeah, you know, she's a trooper, bro. She's a good one, just like yours. And, you know, their legacy will definitely live on. And they definitely, like, you know, they touched every single person that they've come across in their lives. Like I listened to your first podcast, and you were telling me about when you called oil company or something.
Yeah.
And told them, that's, you know, that's the same exact thing. You know, it's like, when you actually like, I'm just a good person, man. And like, to just people, you know, like, you know, in this day and age, a lot of people just don't care. And they're just kind of, you know, mean or, you know, whatever it is, or just, I don't know. I mean, it takes 2 seconds out of your day to hold a door or to smile or say thank you or yep. just be just a general, like generally nice human being. And yeah, that is definitely something that I've taken from my mother. It's definitely has made me a better person as an adult now. So, but this will obviously, you know, I mean, never really get over this. Pretty shitty. Actually, I was talking to somebody recently, and I showed them that Boyz II Men song, and I was talking to them, and I was like, this is going to be my wedding song to dance with my mother too. So it's actually, it's very funny that you played that. It just shows all the similarities with everything that you and I are both kind of going through. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
And just to touch on what you were saying earlier, I feel the same. Yeah, I felt the same way as you as far as wanting to be alone. You know what I mean? I've had numerous people call like, yo, you want me to come over? You know, hang out. I've just been like, nah, I'm all set, man. Like, I just want to, you know what I mean? I just want to be alone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've had people like, yo, you want to come over for dinner? You want to do this? Want to do that? And I've just been like, nah, you know what? I need some time to like, you know, mourn and like grieve. You know what I mean? But I've only wanted to just, yeah, be alone, be by myself, even though people tell me like, nah, I don't do that. It's not healthy.
It's definitely not healthy, but yeah. it's a weird thing. You know, it's like, you know, I don't want to be, you know, sad around people, especially people that I'm like, you know, not like incredibly like, you know, tight with. So it's like, yeah, it's just one of those things. And sometimes, honestly, man, like being alone, not all the time, obviously, but sometimes being alone, man, it's good for you, man. You can actually like just collect your thoughts and you know, like for me, when I'm alone, man, I write. That's what I do. I write, man. I go in and I just think about whatever is on my mind, and I just write, man.
Yeah, that's dope that you write.
Yeah, I write a lot, man. So, unfortunately, I haven't written about the rest of the book that I've almost completed, but that'll come soon. That'll come soon.
Yeah, I mean, writing a book is not. Yeah. Most people when they write books, it takes them a few years. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, it's a trip. But that's the thing too, though. I mean, like, you know, if there's something that like you know or you're passionate about, you can just sit there and just, man, it just fucking flows, dude. Like,
yeah,
you know, and that's anything, music, whatever, man. Like, poems, whatever. So, that's definitely kind of been my escape route. With dealing with this outside of obviously, you know, being with friends and people that, you know, I care about. And also, like you said too, man, like, you were talking about, like, you thought it was going to break your family up. It's so funny that you said that too. Like, I mean, my family is so small. It's like pretty much, honestly, man, like we don't really talk to my aunts and uncles. So it's just pretty much like me, my brother, my sister, my mom. And, yeah, like I flew home obviously the day, you know, the morning after, was with them. It was just funny. It's totally brought us closer together. Like we talk now more than I think we've talked in years. Like at least once or twice a week, we'll have like a, you know, an hour long phone call. Like we'll just set aside a time for free and we'll just talk about the week, life, whatever. And yeah, it was when it first happened, my sister, like, yeah, she cried to me and was like, I don't want this to like push us apart or something like that. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, first of all, my sister's like my second mother. And I was like, if anything, this is going to bring us closer together. We're family, you know, I love you. And, yeah. So very similar though, man, like, you know, everything that you've been dealing with and me as well. So,
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I had said, you know, I was like, hey, when I do this show, I go, you know what? I go, yeah, I'm going to do two parts to it. I go, because I want to do one where it's just me, just, you know, getting everything out. And I was like, I want to do one with Chris Reed. I go, he lost his mom not too long ago. If anyone knows what I'm going through, I was like, it's definitely going to be him.
And exactly. And it's weird because we, you know, we do have the Malice and Reed show. So yeah. It's crazy how that all worked out. But, yeah, man. No, I totally get it, man. It's tough, you know. It's shitty, but you know, man, I'm always here for you, and vice versa. So,
yeah. I truly appreciate that.
Of course, man.
And you know, it's funny because I was talking to someone a few days ago. You know what I mean? And he was talking about like some of the things that he like sells. And I was like, oh, yeah, I may want to buy something. And then we just got into a conversation. And I was just like, oh, yeah. And I forget what he asked me. And I was just like, oh, yeah, because my mom died. I lost my mom like a month ago. And he was like, did you really? And I was like, yeah, I did. He was like, you really lost your mom? He goes, I never would have guessed that. He goes, I see you all the time because he sees me every like Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. You know, he plays in the men's flag football league, you know, mass flag that I rep.
Yeah.
He's like, I see you like three times a week. He goes, and you're always laughing, you're joking, like you're so upbeat. Like I never would have guessed that you lost your mom. And I'm like, bro, I go, you have no idea how long that took me to be able to do that. Because if this was 2 years ago, you know, the time when I lost my father, I wouldn't have been like, you wouldn't have seen me.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have seen me because, you know, I isolated myself and, you know, but yeah, when you did that, it just made me say like, oh, okay, well, Jeff, you're actually doing a, you know, pretty good job because it's not anything that I'm like faking. You know what I'm saying? It's not like when I leave my house, I say, all right, you know what? Smile and like, you know, be cool.
Give yourself like that pep talk. Yeah.
It's natural. I just do it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, for the most part, you know, I'm always thinking about her. You know what I mean? I wear like a necklace that was made for me with her picture around my neck all the time. I'm always thinking about her. It's not until, you know, when I'm alone or at nighttime is when it like really affects me.
Yeah, of course, dude. I totally get it, man. Yeah, man. Man. You know, it sucks. I mean, there's no real, like, you know, I mean, there's nothing like, you know, obviously losing a parent and stuff, but it's nothing like definitely losing your mother. It's a tough thing, man. It's a tough thing. It hits you in a different way. And that was like, too, like, because like, for me, like, I didn't even want to talk about it with like, any, like, especially random people, you know, not like, per se random people, but like people that I'm not like super tight with.
Yeah.
And like, and that was the thing too, like when it happened, like I called my work and I just like, obviously, because I had to tell them because I was supposed to work like the next day, I was like, hey, like, you know, I'm sorry, like this just happened, like I have to go home, but I'm gonna be gone for like a week or whatever, right? And they were like, take as much time as you know, they were definitely, you know, obviously, like, my work's great. They were super understanding. They would take as much time as you need. I'm so sorry, whatever. Well, like, obviously, I had to tell them that, right? So then, you know, everyone else hears about it, right? So it's like, for me, like, when I came back, like, I just wanted to work. Like, I literally, like, I told my boss, I was like, I'm flying in at, like, I don't know. I think I flew in at, like, 7 a.m. or something. I got in at, like, 10. I was like, dude, I'll work that night, like, just absolutely schedule me, like whatever, like I want to be working, I want to take my mind off of everything. And okay, so I kind of did that, but it's the same thing though, like, you know, you get into like, you know, into there and like, yeah, like my coworkers are great and everything, but like we're not like super tight, but everyone's like, I'm sorry, da da da, like, you know, like you need anything. It's like, I love the, you know, being there for me in that sense, but like for me it's just kind of like, I just didn't even want to think about it. I don't know. It's one of those weird things, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I didn't stop working.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't stop working. Like 2 days two days after she passed, I had to travel to New Jersey to go ref a tournament. And, you know, I just had, you know, obviously people, you know, giving me their condolences, and they're just like, yo, you're real strong that you're still here. Like, you know, you're working. And I'm like, if I stop working, I go, it won't be good.
Yeah. You know, well, you know, that's when you get into your brain and you kind of go down the rabbit hole. You know what I mean? Like, that's when you just, you know, that's when it gets tough. You know, you gotta definitely, especially with, you know, with a hardship like that, you really need to just kind of, you know, just take your mind off of that and just kind of like focus on, you know, different things, whether it's working out or writing or working or running or, you know, I don't even know, man, like whatever, you know. Well, of course, guy. What are you benching now, by the way? Like 430?
Something like that. 485. Something like that.
Oh, god damn. I can't even put up like 110. I'm fucking so fragile. I have a funny video I'm gonna send you in a little bit, actually. but yeah, no, man, like that's the thing, you know. People definitely they get into their heads a lot. And I mean, I'm guilty of that, because I definitely have done that. And it's not good, you know, because you definitely could. You're just not yourself, man. That's like really the main thing about it. You're just kind of not yourself, even if you want to be, and you try to like fake it. But yeah,
very true. Even if you try to fake it, it's like unless you're actually like a real actor.
Maybe one day. But no, I mean, I do think like time will definitely like heal all. Obviously, you've just gone through this. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. It's still gonna suck for a little bit. I'm sure you get that, and you know that. That's just me being real with you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But it will get better, you know. So, but in general, man, I think you and I both had incredible mothers, and they're definitely looking down, and they're still here in spirit, man. Got in the way.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, so, you know, well, with that, you know, that being said, yeah, man, you know, other than that, you know, we're both doing, you know, mourning, we're grieving in a positive manner, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're both, you know, carrying on, you know, with our lives. And, you know, I always say, as long as I keep, you know, my mom, you know what I mean, like in my heart, and I'm always thinking about her. So it's like, you know, either way, I'm still grieving.
Yeah.
And, I'm just happy that I'm doing it for multiple reasons. I'm happy that I'm grieving in a positive manner, and, you know what I mean, in a healthy manner. And what keeps me happy is just knowing my mom is no longer in pain, because she was suffering. You know what I mean?
Same thing. Totally.
Yeah, she's no longer in pain. She and most importantly, she's with my father.
Yeah. Same exact thing, man. Like it's so wild how similar this, you know, your situation and mine are.
Absolutely.
It's pretty incredible, man. Like, honestly, like, it's cool, man. I mean, it's not cool, but you know what I mean? Like, I get it. Brother, you know, I love you, man.
I appreciate it, bro. Love you too, bro. I really appreciate that. And,
season 2 is going to kick off soon.
Yep, definitely. Oh, two last things is, you know, same thing with my family, like you said about yours. My family has gotten together. They get together once a week now, every Saturdays.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? They get together where we weren't doing that before. You know what I mean? And then we have we have multiple group chats, you know, on like WhatsApp, text messaging.
Yeah.
We're always staying in touch with each other. And the fact that my family always calls me, they're always calling me, they're always hitting me up. You need anything, you want anything, like, hey, we'll come pick you up. You can come stay with us for a little bit. And I'm always like, I appreciate it. No. And they're like, no, anything you need. Anything you need. And I'm like, thank you. But I'm good.
Exactly. No, but it's fucking
knowing that you guys are there for me. It's comforting.
It's really crazy how much it brings like a family closer together. Actually, for me too. Like, real quick, one last thing. This is actually very like. So I don't know. Maybe it's like one of those. I don't know, man. It's weird, but about a week before my mom passed, it was really weird. I was on the phone with my brother, and we were just talking, and I was like, "Hey, I'm gonna call Michelle, our sister." And so I like did the three-way thing. I called her, and then we all started talking. And I was like, "I'm gonna call mom. Screw it." I called my mom, and we just had like a four-way conversation for like literally like an hour and a half. And that was like, and then we were like, all right, let's do this every week. And unfortunately, yeah, she passed like literally a week later. But it's like, that was kind of like surreal to me, because it's like, that was the first time we ever really did that, especially with me being in Texas and, you know, her being nursing home, my brother on the South Shore, my sister on the North Shore. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know if everything happens for a reason, but maybe that was like the one thing she kind of needed, was all of us together talking.
Yeah, I agree.
To kind of give her some sort of like clarity. And then, yeah, it's really weird, man. I don't know. But yeah.
I agree. I definitely agree with you on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, before I end this, you know, I didn't get to do this in the last podcast, but I wanted to give like a big thank you, special like shout out to you know my three boys who are more than family to me, which is Tyrone Brooks, Maurice Cromwell, and Al Abdo, aka you know a bus Al Money. Those three, and Ralphie Pagan and Angel Rodan. Those five right there were at the funeral. You know what I mean? They, out of all my friends, you know what I mean? And this isn't a dig to, you know, my friends.
No.
You try to dig to them, but, you know, those five, they were at the funeral, you know what I mean? But they also, like, they also grew up with me. I grew up with these guys. Yeah. And my mom knew them heavy. Like, she literally considered them her son. You know what I mean? After we got a little bit older and guys, you know, they got their, you know, own family, you know, they had, you know, their careers. My mom was still about them. I'm like, hey, how's Tyrone? Like, wait, where's Maury? You know what I mean? How's Angel? You know what I mean? So those five right there, man, like,
oh yeah, man,
meant more to me than anything. That, you know, they were there at the funeral, and then the gathering afterwards where we were laughing and just reminiscing, like, man, like seeing them there were like, it brought like a tear to my eye. You know what I'm saying? Like, just them being there. So, fellas, y'all listening, you know, thank you so much. You know what I mean? My boy Dre Williams, you know, he's been there for me heavy. And his clothing line called Q6 and the whole Q6 family, you know what I mean? They've been there for me. Arthur's been there for me. Thank you so much, Arthur. You know what I mean? And all of Mass Flag and New England Flag Football League. Those guys, they've all been there for me. Lionel, we call him Mister. You know what I mean? He's been there for me. So yeah, you know, I had to shout them out.
Love it, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I had to shout them guys out. You know what I mean? At the same time that I want to shout them out, you know what I mean? One thing that didn't change about me is I can still be petty. So I want to give a big. You know what I mean? Get fucked in the ass with a sick dick AIDS on the tip, then eat it afterwards. Melanie Macaro. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's why my girl Pepsi is better than you. Stop it. All right? Anyways, with that being said, I want to thank you, bro, for doing this for me. And this was like, this was therapeutic. You know what I mean? I feel good.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. Like I said, man, I'm always here for you. And, yeah, man, good to have good people in your life. It's definitely vital and it's important. And,
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? Definitely. So I'm going to end this now and do what I need to do. And then if you know, for y'all who follow the sports show, we're about to start that up in what, like 10 minutes?
Yep.
I know Chris is. I know he's excited. He's been wanting to do this for Lord knows how long.
Oh, man, too long. Phoenix Suns, baby.
I knew you were gonna mention him. All right, bro. I'm about to hit you up for that show in about 10 minutes.
All right, sounds good, brother.
All right. Hey, thank you everybody for listening and tuning in. The Good and Bad Podcast Show, Jeff Malice ETN and Christopher Reed, not to be confused with Christopher Reeds.
Exactly.
All right, man.